And yes, it's bad news. It's bad news when our illusions are often shattered and when we put hope in things that we're not really involved in. I mean, how can you be involved in politics? We've watched it our whole lives. Our parents watched it their whole lives. The grandparents watched it. Well, this massive agenda that was already on the go 100 years ago marched on with its statistics and its scientific investigations and all the funding that kept going into certain areas. All the telltale signs were there, the footprints were there, and is rampaging ahead at the moment, in fact. And here we are under pretty well, basically, martial law the world over, and people still think they can go back to 1950 or some Leave It to Beaver, Little House on the Prairie generation. Won't happen. Won't happen. We're on a roll, and we've been given no say into where we want to go whatsoever. It's all been decided for us long ago. And that's the shock we need. We have to get the shock into us to wake us, truly wake us up, past all the illusions and the fronts and the diversions that were traditionally given, generation by generation. And we've got to sit down and really talk in earnest to everyone we know about what life is and the value of life. And do we have a right and say of the direction we can go, rather than let others, you know, our betters, do it all for us and just dictate to us down below? Because we know where it's going if we leave it to the guys at the top. We know where it's going. We know it's interfacing with computers. We know it's a Borg world, ultimately. And at the moment, here we are, as opposed to just meant to walk into it and enjoy ourselves, play inside a cartoon world, while others manipulate your body and give you a different work to do. You won't even know what you're actually doing. You'll think you're in some sort of game or some lovely cartoon world with lovely trees and everything, or a beach or in the sea. Meanwhile, your body is doing manual labor because you're programmed to do it. You won't know. That's where they're taking you.
The fantasy is a great method, one of the best methods to indoctrinate into adaptation. A world that has been planned by people who know the sciences. Those who know the sciences work for the military-industrial complex of the world. There is only one. Now, many people will love this new form of socialism, this upgraded, updated form of socialism, where it will seem that all your cares have been taken care of for you by the experts, and you can play forever, but nothing will be real. On the other hand, we have uncertainty if we live in a real world. We were in charge of our own thoughts, hopefully, because many people don't want to be in charge of their own thoughts. That's why they're addicted to fantasy. It never occurs to them that what is entertainment is actually their programming. The silence and their own thoughts can make them panic because they're not used to it. For those who can handle thinking and enjoyment of being able to reason and think, the time is running short because the war really is stepping up on them, the ones who are awake. And I don't mean just awake to their part in the system, their time period changing. I mean those who understand the overall picture, past, present, and future. There's a joy in being awake. There's a joy in breaking free from all the indoctrination. There's a joy in understanding the esoteric side of things. and been able to apply them to what is happening.